Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, our show brought to you in part by Benetrends, Benetrends Financial. You can find them online at Benetrends.com. I'm here today with Scott Duffy, my new friend. He has a book out called Launch. You can get it on audiobooks, too, which I've been listening to. 5 hours of your voice, brother, and I slept well. I felt like I knew a whole bunch more about business, though. I'll tell you that. You know, it's so funny about people that are listening to the show. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, that are in business for themselves, entrepreneurs and business owners. But there's a lot of people, and I think maybe even more, that want to be in business for themselves. And a lot of times they're afraid. And I know that that first 90 days or 120 days of launching a business is so crucial. And I think on your on the Books on Tape version of Launch, the book, you talked about when a rocket launches. Maybe tell me about that, because this is really important.
Well, 97% of the average rocket's fuel is used in the first 3 feet of its launch. It's amazing.
Wow.
And that's what it's like when launching a new business. That for those first few steps, they're like they're absolutely critical. And, you know, I think that you were talking about like an entrepreneur, maybe like somebody that they're excited. They found a business or something they're passionate about, but they're just afraid like to take that first step. And I think that if there's anything I've learned from the top of the Richard Bransons and Tony Robbins of the world, it's this. These guys don't wait. What they've learned how to do is identify where they want to go and then accumulate the resources each step of the way. And so, you know, what I always ask people isn't just what's your big idea, but again, where are you now? Where are you now in terms of taking that idea to market? If you want to open a sandwich shop, you don't need to wait until you find the space, until you get the lease done, until you get everything, all the what you need to do is start making sandwiches and give them to your friends and let them start to taste them and give you feedback.
Wow, right.
And find out what works.
Yeah, because maybe you're a rotten sandwich maker.
Well, it's true. Or you may think that one thing, like you may think your tuna salad's the secret sauce, but there's something else that they like. You see, what I'll tell you, I got a buddy, and this guy went out there and he raised $2 million on an idea for an internet business. And that's a heck of a lot of money on an idea. And I remember we were high five and I was so excited for this guy. A year later, I run into him. I said, how you guys doing? Thinking that, oh my God, this is a lot of money.
It's going to be huge, yeah.
It's going to be huge. He says, we're shutting the doors.
Ugh.
I said, how's this possible? He said, look, when we got started, you know, we thought we knew we were solving a simple problem for one customer. And he said, and then the money came in. And every single day, people came into our office with another great idea, things that we should add. And we thought we just knew like what the right thing was to build for this customer. He said, once we got it out there, we learned an important lesson. He said, first of all, we built everything for everybody. Mm. And we learned that 95% of our users only used 5% of the service. Right?
That's even worse than the 80-20 rule, isn't it?
Well, it is. Like 95% of his time and money was completely wasted.
Oh.
And so here's the thing. You don't have to do that. What you need to do is just like start with one thing, the simplest thing. Get it out there. Get feedback. Learn from that feedback. Relaunch. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's so funny because the brain doesn't think like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it the ego? Is it the will? Is it the pride? What part of us, if we could just kill that little thing, that mechanism that makes us do all these stupid things? But that's why we have you, Scott Duffy, with Launch. You guys, you can also, by the way, check out this book. It's available at bookstores everywhere. I'm sure Amazon.com and all these different places. But there will be a tab at Inc.com this summer. We'll let you know when it launches, and you will be on this show again to talk about it. And on this show today, we should talk a little bit about what that'll look like and be like. But this is just great conversation. So many people, you know, our magazine is about the magazine for growing businesses, right? Well, it really is also, at some point, you have to look at cradle to grave. What about starting that business and then continuing to grow it and continuing to have people like Scott Duffy and Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet and, you know, Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and all these people that we get to play with all the time? Now, are you talking at our next event in Los Angeles coming up?
I am at Iconic.
Iconic.
It's
going to
be a great event.
CNBC, by the way. So this is going to be – it is going to be a big event on – and it'll be televised, I believe, not maybe live, but they're going to do a TV show. Doing big stuff. Inc. is really on fire. And we're glad – I'm sure that everybody on board is glad to have this new launch thing, because this is literally cradle-to-grave opportunity, because you've got to start somewhere. We all start somewhere. And for those who listen that aren't in business for themselves yet, this is a great starting point for you guys. We'll take another little break, come back with more of Scott Duffy. And because you know what? You said it. It's not just launching a business, but it could be a product or a service, too, of which we will be talking about my friend I talk about in the car business, who they're so successful that they don't need to have a website. They're like, who website, schmebsite. I'm like, no, you're missing a huge piece of global business.
They could be doing so much more.
I know. So we'll talk about that kind of stuff right here on Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor with Scott Duffy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.